All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods, the quiet edition, where we're chatting with Guy Davis. We were playing some tunes, but then we got shut down by Mom. But I think we're going to play some CD tracks and talk about the new CD, Sonny and Brownie's Last Train.
The song that is the title track, Sonny and Brownie's Last Train, was created right in the studio, John. We recorded this entire CD in less than the space of 24 hours. And I was gone. After that, all of the mixing, all of the packaging was left up to Fabrizio. And because that's our life, you know. You get on the road and you got to stay there and earn your money. This song, it's our love letter to Sonny and to Brownie. The words came to me just right there in the studio, and we just began to play something on harmonica and 12-string guitar with a slide that was our way of expressing a train. And it talks about Sonny and Brownie getting on that train, a special train that is only for them. And there are some hobos standing by the track who want to get on, and they ask, can they ride? But the conductor tells them, no. Where that train is going, they cannot follow. It's only for Sonny, only for Brownie. And that train goes on through the countryside in the twilight into the night, and you look up at the stars, and in the distance you see the lights of a city. And the train begins to slow down. When it pulls into the station, Sonny and Brownie get off, and the conductor tells Sonny and Brownie goodbye. And I think it's a worthwhile tune.
Well, we're going to lay right into that one now for you. Here's Guy Davis and Sonny Brownie's Last Train on Out of the Woods.
Sonny and Brownie took that last train ride, and they went someplace the rest of us cannot follow. And that train came by. That last slow train leaving town. That last slow train leaving town. Brownie and Sonny, they going down. Hobo standing beside that train, waiting on a ride. Some hobo standing there, call up to the conductor, can we ride? Said, no man, this train is just for Sonny and just for Brownie. You can't get on board. That last slow train leaving town. On that last slow train leaving town. Train began picking up speed, you know. And going even faster, and the fireman had to shovel that coal real fast. distance, you seen the lights of the city coming closer and closer. And the train had to start slowing down. Goodbye, Sonny. Goodbye, Brownie. See you on the other side.
All right, Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi and Sonny and Brownie's Last Train here on Out of the Woods. We've got Guy Davis in the studio with us this week talking about the CD.
Yeah, Sonny and Brownie's Last Train is Fabrizio and mine's latest endeavor. He's produced two of the last three CDs I've recorded. I first produced Juba Dance, then I produced Kokomo Kid, and now he has produced Sonny and Brownie's Last Train. And he's, even the one I produced, he's got a track on it, so, you know, people know about us being together a lot now. The project, Sonny and Brownie are the classic. They are the definition, so I didn't think they needed to be covered, to be reiterated, to be redone, to be rebaked, recooked. But Fabrizio's way of loving is kind of hands-on, so he wanted to do this project. He flew me over to Milan, Italy, and we recorded it. And it is not meant to compete with the original. Like I said, it's kind of a love letter from us to Sonny and Brownie. But wow, we've been getting such good feedback on the CD during our performances, and feedback on our performances in regards to the CD, everything that, then it can't have been a mistake to do this. Not at all, not by a long shot, in fact. And I'm sure that people will hear us, and hopefully they will hear us at our best, and then they will seek the originals. They will go to the source. They'll go to Sonny Terry. They'll go to Brownie McGee. I don't know if I said that Sonny, when he started out back in the 30s, as far as professional playing is concerned, was playing... good Lord, my brain is just sort of shutting down as to who he was playing with. Blind Boy Fuller. And when Blind Boy Fuller died, Brownie McGee took over. So Sonny and Brownie got their start in that way and have just developed over the years. And it was the folk revival of the 1960s, late 50s, early 60s, that got them back to the attention of the wider world. And it's been a beautiful process. It has been a very necessary process. And their music is associated with and reflects friends of theirs. People like Elizabeth Cotton, because they covered her song Freight Train. People like Big Bill Brunzi, because there's so many songs that they covered of his, including Louise. And, gosh, I don't know, you know, I don't know who wrote so many of the songs that they sing, but Sonny and Brownie, you know, got to get a lot of credit for covering them. There's songs that Leadbelly brought to the world, like Pick a Bale of Cotton and Midnight Special, Sonny and Brownie covered them. It's a shame we could only do 12 tunes on this CD, because during our concerts we have to do the songs that we didn't get to record, such as Pick a Bale of Cotton, yeah. And it's important that, you know, that people know that Sonny and Brownie had such a wide appeal. And with Fabrizio and I, it's both wide and also deep, very deep.
I like how you describe the CD as a love letter, because that is exactly how it feels to listen to it. That's sort of how I felt when I first heard it. Mm. This is wonderful stuff.
The song Midnight Special, I first heard in Vermont. I heard it at a summer camp that I went to from the time I was 8 years old, where I first heard about Lead Belly and Big Bill Brunzi and Sonny and Brownie and Bessie Smith and Billie Holiday. That might not quite be true. I heard some of those names at our own kitchen table. My folks used to talk a lot. I was chosen as one of about three kids back in the 1960s to go see a Josh White concert. And Josh had been a blues man, a gospel singing man, and then a folk singing man by the time the 50s and 60s rolled around. And I actually got to see him perform with my own eyes. And that was an electrifying performing, just an acoustic guitar. But, you know, you couldn't, you were glued. Once he started singing and playing, you were glued. I'm trying to remember if he did that kooky thing he did, like he'd take a lit cigarette, stick it behind his ear, and you'd watch it burn while he's singing, praying this guy ain't going to burn his hair off. But it never happened. He'd always take that cigarette, get a puff, put it out, and get a fresh cigarette. And performing, I guess that's one of my specialties. Writing is also one of my specialties. The more I get to do in terms of covering songs by these old masters. And fellas, I don't mean old in terms of ancient. I just mean you're older than me. That's all. That's all I meant, fellas, when I said that, fellas and ladies. When I get to do these songs, it makes me get better. It makes me improve. It makes me go deeper. And I have found so much of what is in me. And most recently, I think I've got a quality composer in me, composer and songwriter. I've almost always written songs, but now they're really getting good. Now I'm actually respecting my own work. I think it's, and that's because of being the acolyte of these masters such as Sonny and Brownie.
Yeah, I love your original work too. Definitely some fine songs you have there. Maybe we should play Midnight Special.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi here on Out of the Woods.
When I wake up in the morning, hear the ding dong ring. Marching to the table, and the same damn thing, knife and fork on the table. But ain't nothing in the pan. If you say a thing about it, you're in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Let the midnight special shine the 7-11 light on me. If you ever go to Houston, boys, you better walk right. Better not stagger, and you better not fight. Put the sheriff will arrest you, and it will take you down. You can bet your bottom dollar, your penitentiary fine. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Let the midnight special shine the 7-11 light on me. Yonder come Miss Rosie, how in the world do you know? I could tell about the apron and the dress she wore. Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She said to the captain, you gotta turn loose of my man. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Let the midnight special shine the 7-11 light on me. When you wake up in the morning, hear the ding-dong ring. March to the table, and it's the same old thing. Flapjacks and molasses, and that's sour belly fat. If you say a thing about it, well, you won't get that. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. that the midnight special shine a 7-Eleven light on me. Standing at the station, my baby got on board. I stood there begging, baby, please don't go where the train was leaving. My baby got inside, couldn't say nothing but hang my head and cry. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Let the midnight special shine the 7-Eleven light on me.
Was Midnight Special from Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi from the new CD Sonny and Brownie's Last Train. And Guy's here with us talking about this stuff. And we had a couple more we wanted to talk about real quick, and we could squeeze those tracks in too, I think. We were talking about Freight Train, weren't we?
Yep, Freight Train, written by Elizabeth Cotton, a woman who used to work as a housekeeper for the Seegers. And Pete Seeger's brother, Mike, and his sister, Peggy, grew up as kids knowing Elizabeth. Didn't know for the longest time that she played a guitar, but one day there was a guitar sitting nearby. She picked it up and played that delightful finger style that she has upside down. On a right-handed guitar, she played left-handed. So what my fingers would be doing, her thumbs would do, and vice versa. And Sonny and Brownie took her song Freight Train. They recorded it, and we recorded it on our CD, our Fabrizio's and my version of Freight Train, which sounds a lot more like Elizabeth with a harmonica than it does like Sonny and Brownie's, because they had a way of chunking it down to a real, what would I say, doggone near Delta rhythm. But they worked it. They had their magical way of working it. I met Elizabeth when I was a young man, I guess in my early 20s, walking across a field at the up in New York State at the Clearwater Festival. They called it the Great Hudson River Revival, which was kind of sparked by that sloop called the Clearwater that sailed up and down the Hudson, bringing attention to the need for a clean environment. I was walking across the field, and here comes Elizabeth Cotton walking in the opposite direction. She had a few people around her, and she had light coming out of her. And even from across the field, you could see that she made room for people. She didn't exclude you. She wasn't so self-important that there was no room for anybody else or anything else. Like, I'm such a star, please don't approach me, don't walk near me, you know, kind of thing. She just walked right up, and she had the sweetest eyes, and I said hello and got to shake her hand. And my buddy Rick Paleri, Rick and I used to hang out with Pete Seeger and picking up lead belly tips on our 12-string guitars and things. Rick lent her a 5-string banjo. I don't remember if it was here or was it at the Philly Folk Festival that he did that, but these are the kind of people that we met, that I met, and that we all ran into. And they weren't all quadranted off and roped away from ordinary people like us. They were there. They were there to play music because they enjoyed it. And that's how I feel about music. I mean, I do love getting paid, but Lord knows I don't have to. I haven't got my nose stuck up someplace dark that smells a little bit funky. You know, I'm a human being like the rest of us here. Yeah? And so, Freight Train by Elizabeth Cotton, I find it a delightful song.
All right, well, let's play that one for you. Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi on Out of the Woods.
train run so fast. Freight train, freight train run so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on, and they won't know what route I've gone. When I die, please bury me deep, right down on old Chestnut Street, so I can hear the number 9 as she goes rolling by.
Freight train. Nice. Love it. Great, great stuff. So how long, you said it took you 1 day to record this whole CD? Or
yep, the space of 1 day. We showed up over 2 days, but we had less than 24 hours in the studio to get it all down, all done.
Sometimes that's the best way, isn't it? Just that raw kind of energy.
Felt terrible. I wanted more time. I wanted to redo this and redo that and reconnect this, but I was on the road. I had to get going. But I think the most spontaneous performance that you give has a lot of the qualities that people's ears need to hear. Sometimes I have to have faith sometimes. I'm working on it. Talked to the Pope. Talked about the Pope the other day, and the Pope named Muddy Waters. If you go back to that movie, The Last Waltz, and watch Muddy Waters segment, then you'll see why I call him the Pope. Because that man shines. It's just, they should have had priests, you know, blues priests just coming in there, genuflecting on that man, because he was, he wore that song out. I'm a man.
Oh, well, maybe we could do one more CD track and wrap this thing up and get back to the show. We were talking about Evil-Hearted Me, weren't we?
Yes, we were. That song was written by Walter Brownie McGee. And this, again, deals with a relationship between a man and a woman. It is a clever... how do you explain a song that it's mean, but you wind up laughing about it, laughing at it as you sing it. This man who is so mean, he says he doesn't even love himself, let alone love the woman he's got, you know. So I do this song, not quite the way he played it, somewhat the way he played it, but I tried to play it the way Lead Belly would have played it on his 12-string guitar. Lead Belly had a very distinctive way of working that guitar and hitting his thumbs against those double strings. And that guitar was thunderous. My guitar might not sound thunderous on this, but I think that style of guitar worked well for the song. It's a fun song, though. Oh, and by the way, to any women out there a little bit sensitive, please take this song with a grain of salt. I mean, I sing songs all the time about mean women, evil women, and low-down women. And Fabrizio and I, we look up to low-down women. If it wasn't for low-down women, we wouldn't have careers. So we thank y'all, low-down women everywhere. We thank you and we thank you.
All right, so we're going to play it right now. Evil Hearted Me from Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi on Out of the Woods.
I'm so doggone evil, don't care if the sun don't shine. I feel like killing you, woman, gone on down the line. You know I'm evil, evil-hearted me. I can't help if I was born evil, evil as a man can be. Well, I'm so doggone evil, don't even love myself. I don't love the woman I've got, don't love nobody else, because I'm evil, evil-hearted me. Can't help it if I was born evil, evil as a man can be. Says good morning, just trying to make me feel bad. I'm telling her now, baby, don't you make me mad, because I'm evil, evil-hearted me. I can't help it if I was born evil, evil as a man can be. Baby will fix me breakfast, bring it right to my bed. I'll drink all of the coffee and throw the cup right at her head. 'Cause I'm evil, evil-hearted me. I can't help it if I was born evil, evil as a man can be. So doggone evil, I almost lost my mind. I feel like killing you, baby, and drinking your blood for wine. 'Cause I'm evil, evil-hearted me. I can't help it, I was born evil, evil as a man can be. Can't help it, I was born evil, evil as a man can be.
All right, that was Evil Hearted Me, Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi here on Out of the Woods. Thanks again for letting me do this with you guys. It's been interesting, to say the least.
Yes, indeed. Well, music is where it is. You got to catch it. And I appreciate you for coming out of your way to catch us and ask us some questions. Get us to play a little bit, see how we're doing with that. And like I said, I wish there was more we could play during the shows even. There was a song by Lead Belly, or brought to the world by Lead Belly, called Pick a Bale of Cotton. And you'd have heard Sonny and Brownie singing and seen them in that movie called The Jerk with Steve Martin back in the 1980s. We sing that too. We sing it in a Lead Belly kind of version because it's a fun song to do. But politically, we don't want to get all incorrect here. I wouldn't want to be giving the current government administration any ideas about summer jobs for black people when I sing this song. I just want them to know that it's heritage, it's part of history. And that the blues, the music that we play, the music that Sonny and Brownie played, and Big Bill, and Josh White, and Lead Belly, and others, is the music of survivors.
And there you have it, folks. All right. Well, thanks again. And folks out there, check out Guy's website as well and find out where he's playing near you. What is it, GuyDavis.com?
Yes, it is. GuyDavis.com. And in the old days, you used to have to stick those W's in front of it. But now they got them W's stuck right up where you can see them. So.
Great stuff. All right, folks. Well, we got to take a quick break again, but we will be right back after this.